on the trailer and, you know, the book. And then, like, the next day...
Which book was that?
Yeah. The next day, I got an email from the restoringadream.com contact page, and it was a local person who lives here in town. They says, hey, I'd like to get a book, and maybe we can meet up, and I can get you to sign it for my father, who's having his 88th birthday next week, and because he's had Airstreams for... over, you know, almost 50 years, and he's still using it. And they're going to go down to Southern California and watch his house while he takes off in his Airstream for his 88th birthday. And so I said, sure, you know, I'll meet you. And I just picked a local place here at McDonald's to meet him. And so when I met him there, he's like, oh, well, let me buy you lunch. And I'm like, oh, well, great. So I was thinking I should have picked a steakhouse to meet him at. But anyway, it was kind of fun. I sit there and meet him, and we talked about his father-in-law, and he had me sign it to the Ultimate Airstreamer. And I was concerned because I thought that was you, Colin, but we went ahead and signed it that way.
Right.
But anyway, that is just a funny little story. That was kind of fun to do that. So I know every time we talk about the book, we have to think about Steve Dancing Hansen.
And his wonderful rotisserie chicken.
That's right. He wrote in to talk about a couple of events going on in his area. Let's see. I know he sent me this in text, and I think I moved it around enough where I'm not sure that I can find it quickly.
So you're creating some dead air?
That's right. That's right. Okay, one of the two things he talked about is the Prairie Dog Blues Festival and the Hambone Music Festival that's going on. So he actually recorded that and sent it in. So let's have a listen to see what he had.
Steve Dancing Hansen was not necessarily a rally report, but an invitation to a couple music events that allow on-site camping. That could be a vintage Airstream or whatever else you got. First one is in my hometown of Rochester, Minnesota. June 21st and 22nd, it's the Hambone Music Festival. The website is hambonemusicfestival.com. They are charging $25 a person for a two-day festival pass and $20 for 2 days of camping. No hookups, but since our band is booked there, I can offer you some rotisserie chicken. And some very cool beer. Anyhow, that's the first one. Second one is July 26th and 27th in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. It's the Prairie Dog Blues Festival. And their website is prairiedogblues.com. $40 a person for their two-day festival pass. $50 a trailer for 2 days of camping. There again, no hookups, but they do have showers. That's a good thing. And let's see, their headliner on the first night is Tab Benoit. If you are hip to Louisiana music, you know who Tab is. Puts on great show. They get great national acts there. That's really, really going to be fun. Anyhow, it would be a great time to see as many of you guys out there as possible. If you're coming through the neighborhood, I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions, go ahead and text me or call me at 507-990-5571. I can answer most questions, but not all. That's all I got. Take it away, boys.
All right, man. Very cool. Thanks for sending
Steve.
That in. Yeah, that's very cool. I actually have an event I'm going to be doing. Kind of a made-up event.
You made it up yourself?
I made it up myself.
Is anybody going?
I don't know. Well, I think so. They better be. My coworker was driving around, and he came across this sign on one of the back roads. It was an Airstream dealership sign. And we're like, there's no Airstream dealerships around here. You know, I don't even know where the closest one is anymore. I mean, they're long since gone. And so we drove by there, and I saw it, and it's called the Bay Area Airstream Adventures. And it turns out they're opening next week, and we kind of drove back.